I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, events are being planned for a week-long MMIP observance at the California State Capitol. And the TV series Dark Winds tackles clergy sex abuse in its latest episode. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Events are being planned at the California State Capitol in Sacramento to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous people cases. May 5th, on National Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Day, state lawmakers and tribal leaders will deliver remarks at the Capitol Park, and the Capitol Dome will be illuminated red for 2 nights to observe MMIP. Events will continue through the week, including a hearing involving tribal safety, and a candlelight vigil will be held. The Native American Legislative Caucus and its chair, Assemblymember James Ramos, are leading the week-long activities. Ramos is the first and only California Native American currently serving in the state legislature. He spoke at a California Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Summit this winter about tribal advocacy and representation in the legislature to address MMIP. During the week of activities, Ramos will present a resolution on the Assembly floor to designate May as Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Awareness Month. Heather Schotten has been appointed the president of Fort Lewis College in Durango, Colorado, becoming the first Native American to hold the position. The Board of Trustees appointed her to the leadership role on Friday. Schotten has more than 20 years of experience in academic leadership and has been part of the college's executive leadership team for the past 3 years. In a statement, she said she's honored to lead Fort Lewis College and is committed to building a future grounded in belonging, access, and academic excellence for students. Schotten is an enrolled citizen of the Wichita and affiliated tribes and a descendant of the Kiowa and Cheyenne tribes. She's been recognized for advancing cultural responsive practices and policies for Indigenous students. Her work at Fort Lewis College has included reconciliation with faculty and staff, acknowledging the institution's history as a federal Indian boarding school. She officially assumes the presidency on July 1st. AMC's acclaimed series, Dark Winds, has tackled various heavy issues, which now includes clergy sexual abuse in its latest episode. Brian Bull has more. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.